Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Here, Bert Show.
So Mikey here hit me with a real curveball the other day. So I've been doing radio long enough to where I pretty much know most of the quote unquote radio studio heads, right? So when I know that the Bert Show is taking off on October 24th, I'm protective of my people. And I think they're very talented people. So I put some feelers out for those on the show. Hey, if you have a job opening, just want to let you know, Abby kicks ass. Kristen kicks ass. Who knows what's going to happen here, right? I know guys at iHeart and Odyssey and the other places. So I've called them and they've hit me back and we've been able to make some connections, right?
Yeah.
So I hit Mikey up the other day and I'm like, dude, you know what? I'm making the calls around town to see what's available and what you want to do. So I have zero idea what it is that you want to do with your life that I can help you with. And Mikey hit me with the one place I know nobody. Tell him what your dream is.
The dream is to work on Willie's Roadhouse on Sirius XM, which is Willie Nelson's radio station. They play music from like the 50s. Nobody likes it except for me, but it's the greatest thing of all time. It's fantastic stuff. That's why I named my radio show after Mikey J's Roadhouse, Willie's Roadhouse.
I don't know anything about that whole I don't know anything about that. I don't know anybody working in that field at all.
It's good stuff. Check it out. Dallas Wayne.
So it's any one of the shows on there you would like to either be producing or an audio, what?
Well, Willie's Roadhouse is its own show, but then there's like Outlaw Country next to it. That's also good stuff. You got to know I'm very particular about my country music. I'm a real curmudgeon and
That newfangled stuff.
I'm tough to be around.
Mikey, I know a guy. I'll give you the email.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really?
You know somebody over there?
Mm-hmm.
Specifically
under the country umbrella.
Are you serious?
How about that, bro?
What the? It was right under my nose.
You should have been nicer to me.
I given it to you earlier. So nice recently.
The last 2 weeks. Yeah, ever since we found out we're unemployed, he's like, Mamie, I should really be nice to this Abby chick.
I gotta be nice to her. Who knows what she's gonna
Wait till you see how nice he's gonna be now. It's really funny because I was going around the office and the staff and I was like, so what does Mikey want to do? Like, how is there anything I could do to help him out? And everybody's like, we have no idea what Mikey wants to do. Zero idea.
Nobody asked.
I asked.
You asked.
And now Abby's got your connection.
All right.
Man.
All right.
All right.
Connection maker.
All right. So you offended somebody in their own house?
Yeah. I got two big gripes today. I'm a curmudgeon all over the place. Number one, I'm going to start this one off with a question. Bert, do you have a chair that is designated to you in your house? Yes or no?
Not in this particular home, but in homes past. There is a place on the couch that would be mine.
Okay. Yeah. Now, someone takes your place on the couch. How do you feel?
Who's the person?
It's a guy.
It's a guest?
It's a guest guy, yeah.
It's bothering me, but I'm allowing him to sit there.
Mostly correct. It's bad. Not respectful.
Okay.
But how are you supposed to know if you're a guest?
If he knows.
That's the thing. You can get into the weeds here, but usually it's pretty clear cut. Like in my apartment, there's two big recliners. That's the nice stuff. And then we got a little blue couch. Looks bad. Feels bad. That's where a guest sits.
There are a lot of variables here. Yep. I understand where you're coming from, actually. Like, if it's a good friend of mine also, the level of friend counts. If it's a good friend, A, they should know. But B, if they do, I'm allowed to go, dude, that's my chair.
Exactly. Yes. Spot on. Also, even to take it further, this is where I might lose a couple of you. If it's a good friend, I generally know how gross they are. I definitely don't want them sitting there. I definitely don't want them there.
Like, what are they going to do? Yeah. You mean like spilling beer or popcorn, or they just haven't wiped their ass and it's going to leave a mark?
That's more of my issue. And it's not even that. It's just their body and their fibers touching my spot, and it grosses me out. And complete transparency, yeah, this has happened twice now. I let that spot air out for like 3 days. I don't sit there.
Well, how smelly are your friends, man?
It's not a smell. It's me knowing that this disgusting person sat there. It's not that they're actually leaving anything behind.
What do you do in public bathrooms?
What do I do? What do you mean?
If you're so freaked out about places where people have been.
No, it's only because it's my spot on the couch. And okay. I like, you know that that commercial where it's like, this is how she's been ever since she started smoking weed and she's like melted into the couch. That's what I do every night. And so I don't want to melt into my couch where my friend has already sat.
I know, okay? Exactly.
I'm not melting onto the toilet.
Yeah.
I think you're a little quirky in this area. For me, it's more territorial than it is anything else.
I might be territorial.
I think you are.
Should I start peeing on it?
Look, there's a simple solution to this, and it's one that I have done successfully throughout my life, and it's don't have friends.
Therefore, you have no guests.
Exactly. The couch is always yours. It's perfect.
I truly thought you were going to say put plastic wrap on your couch or whatever.
And did you have more friends before you moved in the RV and you've been inviting them, and people are just like, nah, catch you when the house is ready?
Yeah, when I moved in the RV, I lost the additional funds to pay people to like me.
All right, so there's your first gripe. You said
now
there's more.
Yeah, so this one is hard to be a gripe about because I did it. I made the faux pas, the fox pass. I did it. I
the
did this thing.
The faux pas.
The fox pass.
What is a fox pass?
It's faux pas phonetically is fox pass.
The fox pass.
That is how I'm going to refer to it from now on.
I did the fox pass. So my friend just moved into this nice new apartment, but he's not fully furnished yet. I walked myself into this apartment and I just plopped down on his nice chair. Not a thought in the world. Zero respect for my friend. And he calls me on it, and he says, do you think that's your spot? The color left my face, and I said, you know what? I completely apologize. Yep. I'm sitting on the floor.
If you guys are that good of friends,
exactly,
then you can say that to another fella.
I belong on the floor in this situation.
Yep. That's a bad host.
No,
it's guy code.
No,
she's never going
to
get it.
If you are a guest in my home, mm-hmm, aside from burning it to the ground, you sit where you want to. You are a guest in my home.
It's a different kind
of guest. I want you to be comfortable while you're there, and it's my home. I'm going to be comfortable sitting anywhere.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Call me a sexist, but it's like, if it's a girl, I don't think I care. It's just that it's a guy. That's what really bothers me here. Huh. Tell me what's wrong with me. I don't know.
Let me chew on this.
Yeah, give me a counselor or something, but...
Well, is it a territorial thing? Like, you feel like you could knock the girl out of the way if you really needed to, but the guy is taking over your seat. You feel like, this is my throne. How dare another man come and sit on my throne?
I feel like there's a little bit of sexism going on here. I'm putting myself in your position. If, like, my best girlfriend, Amy, or my best girlfriend, Kristen, went onto my spot, I'd say nothing. However, if it was John or Terrence or Joel,
Jerry,
get out. Get out the spot.
Exactly. That's not your spot. And I think it has to do with the fibers of the person. I don't want your fibers in my couch. If it's a lady fiber, it's okay. Ladies are usually pretty clean and like the nice people and stuff. I don't want the guy fiber.
I get it.
Is that fair?
I see what you're saying. The girls are looking at you like you have three heads.
What's wrong with me?
I don't think you have three heads. I think you just need to see a therapist for OCD.
All right, hire one. Problem number two. Mm-hmm. This is something that I faced this past weekend. Really, really got me fired up. I hate, and I've never been able to put words to it until this latest one, I hate when people tell me how to be a gentleman. Don't tell me how to be a gentleman. I know how to do it.
You just don't do it well in front of me, though.
Or anybody?
No, I do it fantastically. I'm the door opener of the century. I hold open every door. I'm the best door holder. Now.
So you're a good old Southern gentleman.
Absolutely.
You're so Trump right now. I am the best door holder in the history of door holding.
No, he's so Ken right now. His job is just doorstop.
I know.
It's just like one of those little triangle ramp things.
Honestly, I've thought about that's a good job. A doorman, I love that. You greet people, you hold the door. I like being a doorman. But
outside of having very little muscle mass, you'd be very good at it.
They're not that heavy. This is a door. So here's the latest one that happened to me. I was at this bar with my friends. My girlfriend decides it's time for her to go home. Reggie needs like six different kinds of medicine because he's got congestive heart failure.
Oh, he's still with us, though.
Oh, yep, he's still alive. He's just passing out like a goat all the time. But,
this poor dog. Good God.
He's passing out like a goat.
He really does. He falls over and just goes completely stiff. We're like, Reggie, you got to sit him back up on his feet.
You got to resuscitate him.
He's like a stiff, stuffed animal that's fallen over.
It's crazy.
Is he already taxidermied and you just put a motor
in
him?
That's exactly what it seems like. We took him to the vet and they're like, no, that's good. He should be passing out like that. It's like, all right, if you insist. Just pay $300 more for medicine every month. So it's time to go take care of Reggie. The old man needs his medicine. So it's time for her to go. Her Uber has arrived. I'm literally putting stuff in my pockets to get up and walk her down to the car. My friend says, hey, you should probably walk her down to the Uber. I know. I was already in the process of doing it, but why? Why on earth do you feel the need to tell me to do that? Do you guys ever face something like this?
Well, you know what? There is a judgment going on here. He doesn't think that you know that it's proper etiquette, which is insulting.
Yes, it's insulting.
Yep.
No, my husband insults me every day by assuming I don't know how to mother my child.
Is he right?
I mean, sometimes, not all the time, you do one wrong thing and all of a sudden you're an unfit mother.
You forget your kid at Bucky's one time.
One time.
Here, Bird Show.